right?
Well, Director Garcia, you didn't get a chance to answer my question about whether you personally recommend students go to school wearing masks.
So I think, as the governor answered, there's a law on the books in Iowa, but that doesn't mean a parent can't make their own decision. As a parent, I send my children to school in masks every day, and I've had that conversation with our healthcare provider and their teachers.
And what's your thinking in doing that?
What's my thinking in doing that? Well, I'm not going to disclose our own families' reasons as to why, but we have some reasons as to why. And I don't want my kids to be sick, and I can't afford for them to bring that home with a breakthrough. Both my husband and I are vaccinated.
We know cases and hospitalizations are rising right now. Do you have a sense yet of the danger of how high that might go? Or are you hopeful that we may see a peak sooner than later? Just want to know your sense of where this thing is going.
So, great question. Hard to model exactly. You can see from the beginning of this pandemic, there have been some models, and they're not always accurate, right? There's part art, part science here. There are some differences in Iowa that we don't have in the southern states, where you're seeing really widespread outbreak and incredible stress on the hospital systems, predominantly COVID stress on the hospital systems. One is our vaccination rate. Ours is higher. That's very good. That's exactly what the governor just talked to all of Iowans about. The other is that we do have some natural immunity in states because we didn't, we were out and about a bit earlier than some other states were. And so altogether, that gets us closer to that herd immunity measurement that we're looking for. Can I predict to all Iowans that we won't see continued stress? No, I can't at this moment. But this is why we think it is lower right now. And we are looking at this every day, multiple times a day, talking with hospital professionals at all levels, including CEOs, and then we get daily reports. And Iowans will be able to see that in our updated dashboards on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So they'll be able to see with more frequency what that number looks like in terms of ticking up respective to COVID. But I also want to underscore that the stress on hospitals in Iowa today is not just COVID. There is a stressor of COVID, which is why we need Iowans to be vaccinated. But it's much more complicated than that. We're seeing a lot of delayed care, and that's something that we can't really afford to do again. I don't want to be seeing delayed care another 6 to 9 months from now.
One thing that the governor said was, you know, there's data on both sides of masks helping people and harming people. Can you acknowledge that the data that they harm people just is so minuscule compared to...
I can send some studies that the governor was referencing around, by the way, just so you all know. I can email that over.
Do you have any comment on that? No, okay.
Are you getting, you know, some of those who don't want to take the traditional vaccines are seeking out medicines from veterinarians and all of these other things?
Yes.
Are you seeing that happening in our state? Some other states are having people essentially get poisoned, you know, from this stuff.
Correct.
Are we experiencing that? And do you have a recommendation to people who are trying these alternative sources?
We do have a recommendation. In fact, the Department of Public Health sent out an alert last week on using some medicines that are not treatments for COVID. We do have concerns around them. You know, the thing that I would stress here, as the governor just mentioned in the press conference, and what we really want Iowans to know is, if you have a known exposure, please get tested. If you are experiencing a problem with accessing testing, from our perspective, we don't see it. But, and I would ask each of you, if you see any details in that, please do send it our way. We are solving for testing issues right now. We don't see supply chain, access point, or financial constraints that would tell us there's a problem with testing. Please get tested. And then if you become ill, if you have an underlying health condition, think about monoclonal antibody treatments. They do work, and it diverts individuals out of the emergency room and out of inpatient stays. There's a map that's available that we'll be linking to on our website that will allow you to understand what that looks like in your community, but we have great coverage in the state of Iowa.
You have famous people pushing ivermectin in particular. You recommend against that?
I mean, it is. I will refer you to the health alert that we sent last week.
Then we got to wrap.
Thank you.
Thank you.